This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Mike Kirby today addressing a couple of things. Speaking of expectations, what are your expectations for Gunnar Stockton? Seriously.
Man, you try to quantify it?
Yes.
I mean, can you give me 25 touchdowns?
That's a lot.
Sure is. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's very much a lot.
I mean, only because...
I mean, I'm just trying to find a number that is plausible.
But
makes sense. Or that would mean into the playoffs.
Yes, but if these receivers are going to catch the rock...
Everybody's raving about the transfer receivers. We talked about it yesterday. We know we've got a bunch of guys that are super athletic, can stretch the field, and if this defensive line can hold, then Gunnar Stockton gets the ball down the field, and these guys are going to have the explosive plays that were missing at times last year when Carson Beck wasn't throwing to the other guys.
Yeah, and there was a lot of that.
But Noah Thomas started to catch up. Noah Thomas and Zach Branch are supposed to be all world.
Well, that's the thing. It sounds like a lot, but if these guys are catching the ball, it's not. If he's putting it on point and these guys are getting some yak and scoring touchdowns, it's not going to be a lot. And Georgia will have an explosive offense. Here's what Kirby said about Gunnar Stockton and his expectations.
Good decisions. Good decisions. Make good decisions. Continue to develop. Understanding situational football. You know, we've made football so complicated. Some quarterbacks, I don't think they know the down and distance. Like, I don't think they actually know, do I have another down after this play? Or is this my last chance to get the first down? It's just little things, being a quarterback, understanding the game, understanding what the defense is doing. He's grown so much in regards to that. ID and protections, ID and run game. Playing quarterback is, you know, I mean, it's like being a computer. It's got a million things going on at once, and he's gotten better and better at handling those things, and that's what I want to see him do when he gets the opportunity.
Yeah, because what's interesting about that is, and Kirby's so cool, calm, and collected, if he does all those things, you're going to have success. Like, it sounds very simplistic, but he's not lying. Like, Kirby didn't say, I expect him for 3,000 yards. If you do all of those things, knowing down and distance, understanding situational football, knowing where I need to go with the ball, Mike, all this other stuff's going to work out. And those are the kind of things that I think he's preaching to Gunnar Stockton. Stockton, does he have the ability to do all that stuff, what he's talking about? We're going to find out.
You know, we're going back and talking a lot about the Sugar Bowl, the loss to Notre Dame.
Sure.
If they don't try to be aggressive and just run the ball, it's 6-3 going into halftime.
I'll take it.
Think about that. And now the pressure's on Notre Dame to go down the field. Unfortunately, you know, you're dropping back to pass. And it was, by the way, 33 seconds around the clock when he fumbled. So it was 39 seconds after the touchback.
And they used it.
And you're trying to get him. We all want to be aggressive. You don't want to sit on it. But, I mean, that guy in that situation, you know, remember, receivers are drops. That's the year they're not making the plays. It's just, to me, it's just, what's your point, Mike? The point is you still could have probably beat Notre Dame.
Mike, what's your point?
Could have beat freaking Notre Dame if you play it smart. You didn't play it smart.
I agree. And that's the one that comes
Rely on your defense.
Yeah, it comes back to Biden. As a matter of fact, Kirby speaking today about this. Listen to what he says. Reporter goes back and forth a little bit, talking about the Notre Dame game.
Obviously, the Notre Dame game was kind of decided score-wise. Yeah. How much do you all look at that? Do you think it has kind of outsized importance? And, like, situationally, I know you practice two-minute offense, but how do you account for the middle eight, that idea?
Yeah, since I came to Georgia, Mel Tucker was on our staff. We talked about it. It was a big NFL thing at that time, but I don't think we had the two-minute warning per se, which everything was 2 minute. It just wasn't a 2 minute warning. But we've kept a stat since we've been here every year, and we show it every Monday. Who won the middle eight? And the middle eight is, it's not any more important now than it was then. We talk about it. We talked about it for a long time, and we've won it in a lot of games, and we've lost it in some games. But it's crazy, the statistics between 1 year, everybody talks about turnovers. Well, that's the greatest indicator of who wins. The next year, it's explosive plays. That's the greatest indicator of what determines who wins games, is who has more explosive plays. Both of those are huge indicators. And then there's the belief that the middle eight is the greatest indicator of who wins games. And statistically, you could go year to year, and it's just very thin margins between the difference in who wins games over those three factors. So middle eight, you could say, is just as critical as those. You're trying to double possession people. It's why a lot of people defer in the first half to get a double possession. It's a lot of strategy in it. There's a lot more people going for it on fourth down closer to half to keep somebody from getting an extra possession. But we look at it. We study it. We try to attack it the right way. We historically have been really good at that, and probably the worst we've ever been at it was the Notre Dame. We've never been outscored that much in that period without touching the ball.
As we said, and it was just a fumble by, you know, they got Stockton dropping back to pass. He coughs it up. You give Notre Dame that short field. They punch it in. And then, as we said, the special teams play. And remember, Carl, in that game, you just talked about, you know, we had the conversation with Day-Day and Yeah Man, No Man about how difficult it is, you know, not having the depth. You realize in that game, it was the former walk-on, Cash Jones, that caught the touchdown pass. Remember that?
That's right.
To make it like remotely competitive at 23-10. So that's, you know, or 23, it was 20-10 at that point. They kicked another field goal to the Irish. But that's a game, that's why I harped on it so much, and you guys go round and round on it. You know, maybe with Carson Beck in there, with Todd Monken calling the play, I don't know. That's why I get down on Bobo. That's not the time to be aggressive. That cost you a shot at the championship. Or do you look at Georgia last year and say, regardless, even if they get past Notre Dame, they're not advancing?
I
give him a puncher's chance, but I mean, it's just so much to ask of a rookie quarterback starting his third game.
That was second game. That was a lot to ask of him. The comments there, and by the way, that's probably as detailed as you're going to hear from Kirby. Three things, and I'm a big believer, this is me, of that middle eight he's talking about. But he was talking about everybody has this philosophy about explosive plays. Like, if I have eight, Mike, and you got one, we probably beat you. Right, if I got more 30 or 25-yard plays in a game, I'm probably going to beat you. Turnovers, obviously, is a big deal. If I have three and you don't have any, okay. But I got to tell you guys something. If you go back and look, whether it was Saban, who we were talking about earlier in his Alabama teams and when Kirby was there, or you fast forward to Georgia's back-to-back, or last year Ohio State, or the year before Michigan cheating, their middle eight was better than everybody else's. And I'm a big believer, Mike, in that. Is what wins championships. Like, you can have two disciplined football teams be equal across the board, but if my middle eight is better, I'm telling you, in college football, give me that team every day of the week. And that's why I continue to question Kirby's defense this year, because I don't know if he's got those studs up front like he had.
Well, Connor Riley, we talked about it after the second scrimmage for Georgia, about what exactly do they have. We've been kind of the belief that they're going to be strong in the trenches, and we know it got some good pieces in the secondary. It's a great question. And the depth thing that you just don't seem to have that you had in those back-to-back Natty years, just not there. So one mistake, one injury. That's why, you know, if you're – by the way, how is Texas, you know, going to handle this season?
They're loaded. They're studs.
The depth.
Studs. Depth everywhere.
But you don't think
– but
you, but just the other day, you, if I remember correctly,
what?
My ears were functioning. You don't think they can beat Ohio State?
It's going to be hard.
All right, so that's two L's, Georgia and Ohio State.
Slow down. Wait a minute. We're not there yet.
They ain't going to come to Athens and get no W.
I just said it's going to be hard. Really, what's got to happen, speaking of turnovers, Arch can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Can't go in there and turn over two interceptions, Mike. Caleb Downs can't take one to the house.
Right.
He's got to not have turnovers. And then the thing is, once you get the lead there, can you control the line of scrimmage and run the ball? You don't need to. Arch didn't need to throw for 45 times.
By the way, the latest crazy, ridiculous sports talk conspiracy theory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.